Well, I think the Chechen issue is resolved now within Russia. Chechnya has a very powerful and very popular government, and Chechnya is a very, very wealthy place nowadays. So I don't think there's any Chechen implications. I do think that Russia is already involved, and why not? After all, the United States is the superpower that brought us to this disaster in Iraq. Why shouldn't another superpower try to help the Iraqi people in their hour of need? And despite Iraq having already paid for huge amounts of military aid to the United States, none of it has yet arrived, especially air power. The Iraqi government is grossly deficient in air power. And in a war of movement, like this war with ISIL has been, air power is absolutely essential. So the Russians have stepped in and delivered MiGs and other aircraft to the Iraqi Air Force. And as the government in Baghdad said the other day, if the United States will not help us with the weapons that we require, then we'll have to take aid from other places. Now, another email. That one was from Berlin. This one's from Southampton. Sandra says, George, 2,400 dead in June alone. Seriously. And the cheek of that barbarian Blair not accepting that it's all his fault. George, when your film comes out, it better come out with a bang, because this needs to be buried once and for all. What are you going to do to make serious noise in Britain? Please don't tell me it's just going to be a few articles and some YouTube videos. Why can't you do what Michael Moore did? Well, I'm trying exactly that, Sandra. And if you know me, you know that I don't do small videos on YouTube. As a matter of fact, a significant turn of events has left me confident that we'll deliver a bumper film, The Killings of Tony Blair, by the end of this year, and that it will be seen throughout the world, even in the place where Omar is calling from, and that's New York City in the United States. Omar, welcome to the show, brother.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks a lot for having me on the show, and first and foremost, thanks a lot for your continuous efforts on trying to get attention for the ongoing crisis in Palestine.
Thank you.
And exposing the legitimacy of the Israeli Zionist state.
Thank you.
The question here is Ramadan going to have any effect on ISIL? Absolutely not. Because when we look back at ISIL, not just ISIL, but other groups such as Ansar al-Sharia or the Taliban, let's see where it all started. This is all these extremist groups, they started with funding. Where did this funding come from? They all came from us, from the very West. So that's not just the United States of America, but that's Europe, that's France.
Well, not using our own money, Omar. We ordered it to be done, but actually the money came from what they call Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely, absolutely, which is even more despicable because they are the same Arab brothers who always love to shout from the rooftops that they are standing with one another. It's a big shame. And this also answers the question, because ISIL doesn't have anything to do with Islam. Now, I am far from a good Muslim, but I know this, that they have no right to speak in the name of Islam, and most of the billion Muslims in this world know so. This is some twisted ideology, and to think that Ramadan would affect them is just purely hypocritical. It's such a nonsense that now the West is thinking of helping Iraq, which is, I mean, they should, obviously. But let's not forget how they started. They started with their own funds. Only a few days ago, Obama said that they would give more than half a billion of U.S. dollars to, and I quote, moderate rebel groups.
Moderate extremists.
Moderate extremists, exactly. But I mean, for me personally, an extremist is an extremist, and for me, it doesn't really matter how extreme they are. They are extreme.
Omar, can I just ask you a question? I'm enjoying your call very much, and I hope you'll be a regular. I want to ask you something. Is there anybody in the United States asking, number one, Don't we have other uses for $500 million than to give it Absolutely. To moderate extremists in Syria? And second, given how badly it's all going, isn't this just throwing good money after bad? Is anyone asking that in the media, exactly. in the political class in the United States?
Unfortunately not. And I think it's a big shame that you're not being invited more over to the United States of America, because for some reason it's ridiculous. I mean, anybody can see here that these little babies that we fed are growing out to be extreme groups that we eventually have to deal with. We see it with the Taliban, we're seeing it now with ISIL, and we're still thinking of funding more, and I quote again, moderate extremist groups from you. It's absolute nonsense. The fact, the reason why ISIL will not stop during Ramadan is because they are not inspired by religion. They're using religion as like a camouflage, as an excuse to do their criminal activities, but they have absolutely nothing to do with it.
And, Omar, that's a wonderful call. I'm going to cut it short just because of pressure of calls. I really do hope I speak to you again. Thanks for that. And from New York, we go to Geneva. Bani is on the line in Geneva. Welcome, Bani.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Galloway. I wish you a Mubarak month of Ramadan.
Thank you so much.
And these two gentlemen who they gave their comments, they are totally right. What happened is this program of Syria and Iraq has been programmed already, as Imam Khomeini said, Grand Satan. The big devil, and this is not going to stop now, unfortunately, because their aim is to really make Islam as a dirty religion, make the whole world see how the people are treating one another in Islam, and in my opinion, what they are doing is not matching with any kind of ideology in the world, but they put the stamp of Islam on it in order to make the Islam world more and more weak. This is the aim of Mr. USA. And who is profiting in all this scenario in this world today is Israel.
Bani, that's a very, very good call, a very powerful call. I only demur to this extent. There is no doubt at all that Israel, the United States, Britain, the imperialist countries are very much behind this phenomenon of extremism. They wish to cause division. They would like to see not 23 but 123 Arab Emirates rather than the 23 states, and then they could sell weapons to them all. They could whip up trouble between them all, have them all at war with each other on a sectarian basis, and whilst they stole their wealth. I've got no doubt about that. I just make this caveat. It's really not difficult to divide the Muslims. It's really not difficult at all. Islam is perfect, but the Muslims are something different. I'm sorry, but I'm feeling rather pained about that point right this evening. Bani, thanks for that call in Geneva. Let's go to Moscow and talk to Isa. Isa in Moscow, hello. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Good evening, George Galloway.
Well, it's great to hear from you. I don't often get calls from Moscow nowadays. Go ahead.
Yeah. I will greet you people all in the name of Islam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
So, I would rather recall you back in some time before, prior to the invasion of Iraq. You remember General Wesley Clark, his statement, when he came back from his office. He said, I have a piece of paper coming from the head office which says that we have to take down 7 countries in 5 years. So if you can look in the list of those 7 countries, you will see that Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and the showdown, Iran. Now, in that list, who are those people that have been invaded? Iraq, for what reason? Weapons of mass destruction. Syria, change of regime. Lebanon, fighting who? The Hezbollah and the Shia. Who is Hezbollah fighting against in the Middle East? You know. Libya, for what? Division, breakdown Gaddafi. Somalia, division. Sudan, between the north and the south. Now Iran is remaining. You can see who created this agenda. From the agenda and the playmaker of the board, you will know Where all this invasion and division among the Muslims
well,
is going
I get that point very well. Isa, I'm going to press on because I have only time for one more call. But that was great to hear from Moscow. It's also good to hear from Muscat in Oman, where Abdullah will be our last caller. Abdullah, quickly, please.
Yeah, Mr. George, how are you today? Ramadan Karim.
Thank you, brother. Very good to hear from you. By the grace of God, I'm good.
Mr. George, I like you too much.
Thank you, brother.
I want to say hi to you and wish you Ramadan Karim, inshallah.
Awallah. Thank you so much indeed. Ramadan Mubarak to you and all your family. Tell me this.
I'm really happy to talk with you today, brother.
Tell me this, Abdullah. How is it looking in Oman, strategically placed as it is? Is this Iraq?
I welcome you. I want you to visit Oman. A very, very lovely country.
I'm certain of that. I've never been there, but you better take permission from the Sultan first. Abdullah,
they will allow you to come. They will allow you to come because everyone likes you. They will allow, there is no problem.
Mashallah. Abdullah, how does it look there? Does Ramadan look like the possibility of a break from all this killing, or is it going to continue in Iraq just as before?
Really, those people who are fighting there, I don't think they're really Muslim. It is only a Muslim name, but I really don't think they're Muslim because Muslim never kill other Muslim.
Well, I wish that was true, Abdullah. I know it's true in theory. Yeah. I know it's true in theory, but not in fact, in practice.
Practically. Yeah.
Abdullah,
yeah.
I need to go now, Abdullah. We'll have to talk another time. But I just want to say this. I'm grateful for the efforts that Oman is making to bridge gaps and to try to smooth rough edges and to try and bring about an end to all this madness. So I've never been to your country. I have no relations with your government, but I just wanted to make the point, you being on the line, of saying that I think Oman is doing everything that it can to try and solve some of these issues, and I'm grateful for that. Abdullah in Muscat in Oman was the last caller, but I'll be back here, God willing, next week. I hope you'll join me for comment.
Yeah, I know.